Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating a review lesson in A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 53, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 53. Today we are reviewing My Meaningless Thoughts Are Showing Me a Meaningless World. I am upset because I see a meaningless world. A meaningless world engenders fear. God did not create a meaningless world. My thoughts are images that I have made. Since the thoughts of which I am aware do not mean anything, the world that pictures them can have no meaning. Yet reality is not insane, and I have real thoughts as well as insane ones. I can therefore see a real world if I look to my real thoughts as my guide for seeing. My insane thoughts are upsetting. They produce a world in which there is no order anywhere. Only chaos rules the world that represents chaotic thinking. I am grateful that this world is not real, and that I need not see it at all unless I choose to value it. And I do not choose to value what is totally insane and has no meaning. For nothing in the madness is dependable. It holds out no safety and no hope. But such a world is not real. I have given it the illusion of reality and have suffered from my believing in it. Now I choose to withdraw disbelief and place my trust in reality. In choosing this, I will escape all the effects of the world of fear, because I am acknowledging that it does not exist. My meaningless thoughts are showing me a meaningless world. I am upset because I see a meaningless world. A meaningless world engenders fear. God did not create a meaningless world. My thoughts are images I have made. My insane thoughts are creating this chaotic world. If I can accept that the world is chaotic when I am seeing it through the little self-thoughts, I find it comforting to go through this logical procession. My thoughts are chaotic, producing a chaotic world. And if I accept that the world my thoughts have produced is chaotic, then it helps me let go of some of my judgments and fears about it. I can expect it to be chaotic the way I see it. And so in expecting that, it's not unexpected when chaos happens. So there will be less judgment and less fear about it. And as I learn to allow chaotic world to be, I have less and less judgment about it, and so there is less and less forgiving to do about it, and I have less suffering from it. As I progress to allow the world to be chaotic, It changes the way I look at it. Changes it from being something that is not in alignment of how I want it, to being something that has its own organic way of being. And as I change my view to that, my heart opens up and I start to see that everything is moving the way it should. Instead of looking at everything as under a microscope, I raise up to looking at everything from an airplane. What seemed like chaos before now looks like a lovely dance of beauty. No longer is there chaos. It is creation flowing the way creation flows. The world turns from a chaotic world to a world of choreographed love. When I let go of my meaningless thoughts and allow myself to listen only to the voice of the Holy Spirit, inner guide, I am able to appreciate creation. Holy Spirit, help me to let go of looking at everything under a microscope. Help me to rise above and watch from the wonder of love, allowance, and acceptance, and peace. It is in this view that I feel the closest to you, to everything around me. Thank you for helping me see with vision. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we listen in deep silence. Be very still and open your mind to your eternal link with God. Sink deep into the peace that waits for you beyond the chaotic thoughts and sights and sounds of this world. You do not live here. We are trying to reach your real home. We are trying to reach God. Thank you for joining with me in the peace of our home. Namaste.